The Karoonda Farm Fair is not going ahead this April, with organisers concerned about the Omicron COVID-19 variant. They're aiming for a 2023 return of the much-loved annual two-day event. In the midst of this announcement, both President Ian Wood and Fair Manager Ray Bold have stepped down. Ray joins me now. Hi, Ray.
Morning, Jenny.
After almost four decades, quite a big call to step down. Is that because of the current climate of uncertainty?
It is, but it's also time. You know, I used to enjoy and still do enjoy having a challenge and having something thrown at me where I can go and try to solve the problem amongst people. And I'm getting too slow for that now. I'm just wanting to change a little bit. So hence, it's time to move on.
Fair enough. What about your colleague Ian? Do you know his situation?
He's exactly the same. We've worked together for many, many years, and as he's had 37 and I've had 38 years of it in different roles, but he's been the president for the last 20 years anyway. So, and while we have our own persons and we discuss the problems that we've got, we normally come up with the same solution, but in a different way. So we get on very, very well, and we believe that we've run a very successful field day.
Absolutely. And it's such a shame. COVID's really thrown so many events into chaos, right?
It really has. You almost feel guilty by not having it, but the risks of now going ahead to plan something that's... And some of the field days are having a go. Good luck to them. We got through it last year, but... It's hitting so much wider now, and so many people you know have had it or are having it. And I just notice the traffic that goes past. I live right on the highway here, and notice the traffic that's not going anymore. And we need about 3,000 people to come through the event and to walk up and down the aisles and look at all the exhibitors. And if nobody's there, the exhibitors get a bit worried, and it's a cost job for them. And if we haven't got people, we don't cut even, and it's a lot too much work to do to run at a loss.
Yeah, and then, of course, if you do get the amount of people you want, it's a big risk to the community.
It is. Even now, we know there's quite a few people in Karoonda that have got COVID at this stage, and it's hitting a lot harder this year than what it did last year, because you know it's so more virile, isn't it, where people are going down with it. And whereas last year it was you knew of somebody but not many, whereas this time it's every household seems to have,
and part of
some
that
sort of a contact.
Part of that is the let it rip sort of attitude, I suppose, with the opening of borders. So
yes,
it's made it very tricky.
We just think that, you know, there's a committee of 15, and if we have if two or three or four of those committee fall off the perch during the organising of the event, it'll leave a huge hole. And so we weren't prepared to take that risk.
Ray Bold's with us, the outgoing manager with the Karoonda Farm Fair. The event's been cancelled this year. And I suppose there are a couple of spots free now, the president position and the fair manager position.
Yes, they are. We've done it for, you know, put together 75 years. That's older than a lot of people that listen to the radio. But it's been enjoyable. We've loved it, and the people that we've met and communicated with. Not only I don't live in Karoonda; I live just out of Murray Bridge, and the people I've met out of Karoonda have been tremendous. And the same as exhibitors. You travel to other field days and you meet them, and you always have that friendly face and a friendly welcome to whoever you meet. And I've thoroughly enjoyed that.
Oh, that's
and,
fantastic.
And I'll miss that part of it.
Yeah. Any highlights over the years?
Oh, so many of them. And were there highlights or lowlights? Things that I can remember back in the 90s when interest rates and so forth are so high, and we used to have 70 farmers coming in to help us put up marquees and whatever, and interest rates at 21%, 2%, 3%, and people were all looking down and wondering whether they're going to be there next year. But I think the ability of the event to talk, get people to talk and about their problems, and found that they were all in the same boat, and that was, to me, it was a highlight. Just, you know, it's a low time, but it was a highlight of the event, what the event did for the community, and that was great. And things that we've got done in Corunda as an organisation, the big shearing shed we've got there now, and the new pavilion that's there, it's all part of the Corunda Farm Fair, all is offered. And each year when the circus comes to Corunda, we ask the council to do certain jobs to tidy it all up, and it's a facelift for Corunda every 12 months, and it's made that town look a lot nicer too as you drive through.
And if anyone's interested in taking on one of those roles, the president or fair manager role that you're departing, I'm sure you're keen to hear from them, right?
Well and truly. We have an AGM at the end of June. We're trying to find people to fill those positions, because if we don't fill them, the event doesn't go. And I don't think Corunda really want to lose an event that they can be very proud of. And every small country town that you know of would love to have an event like we've got. And Corunda, don't lose it.
Oh, well, on your way, and all the best for the future. I hope you have a good one, and thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks, Jenny.